Well, moving across the Atlantic to Rome, a day after the Minnesota Archdiocese named 34 priests accused of abusing minors, Pope Francis is taking his first concrete steps towards addressing clergy sex abuse with the announcement of a new commission to advise the Holy See on protecting children. Boston's Cardinal Sean O'Malley, the only American of eight cardinals advising the Pope, made the announcement from Vatican City.
The commission will be able to advise the Holy Father about protection of children and the pastoral care for victims of abuse.
Patty Agnew is Vatican correspondent for the Irish Times in Rome. Patty, what exactly is this commission supposed to do? Because as we said, there are already eight cardinals advising the Pope on issues of child abuse. He appointed them right after he became Pope.
Yeah. No, there's a good question because there's a deal of confusion here in Rome. That's exactly what this child commission, child protection commission, will do. You know, normally when the Vatican sets up a special commission like this, they present us with the complete package. In other words, they say the commission is going to be working over the next 18 months. It will be composed of Jack, Jimmy, Willie, and it will meet every second Thursday in the Paul VI Hall. In other words, the composition and the remit are clear from the start. Now, that is not the case here because what seems to have happened, the impression certainly a number of us get, is that what happened here is that in their discussions with the Pope, the so-called G8, group of eight cardinals who are advising them on how to govern and reform the Church, they obviously, the matter came up, and they obviously said, look, we've got to do something about this. We've got to make some sort of statement. I know we haven't got the whole package together. We don't know how it's going to work. But let's just make it quite clear. We're going to put together this a child protection commission, and let's do it now, and then we'll fill in the details later.
Well, and there had been criticism because Pope Francis has spoken out on so many things recently, but since becoming Pope, he hasn't addressed this issue. And John Allen, who, of course, one of your colleagues who writes for the National Catholic Reporter, put it this way. He said, a lot of people said that Francis needs to game up on this issue. But then the concern is this just superficial, responding to that kind of a call, just a sort of a, you know, a superficial surface commission?
Well, I think John's right on both fronts there, in the sense that quite clearly Pope Francis has, his concerns, his main priorities are issues like a church for the poor, of the poor, inequality, ecumenism, dialogue with Islam, reform of the papacy, reform of decentralization of the church, reform of the curia, all those things. Those seem to be higher priorities in his list. And I would mention that when he was talking with the cardinals the other day, the cardinals made that point to him yesterday and said, look, you know, people see that you don't have clerical sex abuse very high up in your list of priorities. We should do something about it. And at the same time, that is not to say that this is just a PR move, because, you know, the Catholic Church has come to the problem of paedophilia very clumsily and very late, but it has come to it now very thoroughly. For example, there's one of the question marks about this child protection commission is its brief seems to be already covered by an existing ruling that came from the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, the old Holy Office, which about 18 months ago asked all the bishops' conferences around the world to present their own experiences, ideas, knowledge of setting up child protection commissions. You know, and curious enough, when that came in, a number of the European local churches had very precise ideas, had themselves already set up very complex and very sophisticated child protection schemes, whereas lots of churches, and we're talking about Asia, Africa, and Latin America to a certain extent, had no such schemes at all. So one of the things maybe this Child Protection Commission will be doing, or will be trying to do eventually, is basically to homogenize, standardize child protection schemes all right throughout the Universal Catholic Church.
Well, another thing that's raised some eyebrows is that this announcement came just 2 days after the Vatican was criticized by a UN panel looking into allegations of abuse cases. And in response, the Vatican said that it had changed requirements for admitting candidates to the priesthood, updated canon laws, as you said, asked bishops' conferences to draw up guidelines. but still said local bishops were responsible for ensuring that children are protected. Is that the tension, that the feeling is that, you know, the Vatican seems to be saying to the different dioceses, it's your job, and some of the dioceses may be saying, we need your help?
Yeah, that tension's been there for the last 20 years of dealing with the problem of clerical sex abuse. And it's no surprise that the Vatican appeared to be uncooperative at the United Nations commission the other day, in the sense that the Vatican is always, quite frankly, terrified of accepting a responsibility that could have legal implications worldwide. The Vatican's only too aware that it's already paid out a huge amount of money in damages in relation to clerical sex abuse cases, particularly in the States and elsewhere. And in relation to this problem and any other serious legal problem, is very careful to say, quite crudely, that the buck stops on the desk of the local church. And indeed, Cardinal O'Malley, when he was asked about what might come out of this commission the other day, actually said that. Because yeah, one of the questions that's not clear, one of the burning questions of the whole sexual abuse issue is, what do you do with, what about bishop accountability? What about bishops who knowingly harbour or protect abusive priests? What sort of, the church has never really dealt with that problem. And Cardinal O'Malley was asked, will this commission be dealing with it? And again, he had to say he didn't know.
He didn't know. Paddy Agnew, Rome correspondent for the Irish Times. The story will continue to follow as the Vatican announces a new commission to address child abuse. Paddy, thanks so much.
Thank you.
You're listening to Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from GEICO, offering a variety of insurance products, including auto, renters, boat, and motorcycle. More at geico.com or 1-800-947-AUTO.